Greetings from Ivy Hoops Online. This is George Clark reporting on last night's Princeton-Hofstra contest on Long Island. Title this one, The Caden Pierce Show Marches On. This series, which is only four games long, has become a must-see mid-major matchup. The Tigers came into Hempstead as two-point road favorites, probably because of their excellent start against Rutgers on Monday night. The Tigers used stingy defense and a physical style of play that is becoming more and more evident at both ends to achieve a convincing 74-67 win over Speedy Claxton's Pride. The hero for the Tigers was, once again, sophomore Caden Pierce, whose 15 rebounds matched his opening night production. His career-high 26 points led all scorers and sparked the Tigers to a second-half run after a sluggish first 20 minutes by both teams. Princeton again out-rebounded a taller foe, 33-30, a stat that Pierce promises to help achieve every night out. The Tigers' starting five all played 34 minutes or more, perhaps a troubling sign. Blake Peters with 15, Xavion Lee with 14, and reliable Captain Matalaka with 13 all joined Pierce in double figures. Zach Martini played a key role defending bigger foes all night long and turned in 34 minutes of work. Off the bench, the Tigers used Jack Scott and freshman Dalen Davis and Jacob Huggins. None of them played even 10 minutes, and only Scott, who canned a nice tray, was able to score. One doubts that the first five can sustain this number of minutes over the long haul, even if no one, knock on wood, suffers any kind of injury. But it is clear the Tigers have to develop some production from the bench. For the Pride, big men Darlin Stone DuBar with 18 and Tyler Thomas with 13 joined guard Jaquan Carlos with 11 points. Each of them crossed the double-digit threshold. Former Penn Quaker Bryce Washington played 25 minutes for the home club, as Claxton tries to replace some serious personnel losses from a year ago. The first half ended with the Tigers ahead 30-29 as both clubs struggled to grab momentum. Pierce clearly kept the Tigers in the game in the first half as he notched a double-double in the first stanza, scoring 13 points and snaring 10 rebounds. A strange occurrence must be mentioned. At the 12:08 mark of the first half, referee Tim Kelly whistled Pierce for a travel, a call that appeared justified to this observer. Tiger skipper Mitch Henderson didn't agree and vented to Kelly when the Pride brought the ball up court. Whatever Henderson said, and we don't know what it was, it provoked an immediate response from Kelly, who slapped a technical foul on the Tiger coach. Henderson was, after that, shall we say, less than respectful, causing Kelly to assess a second technical foul only seconds later. This one resulted in an automatic ejection for Henderson, who was forced into the locker room, turning the reins over to associate head coach Brett McConnell for the remainder of the game. And Brett did just fine, thank you. Early in the second half, a four-point play by Lee got the Tigers rolling. Jack Scott's three sparked an 8-0 Tiger run, giving the Tigers a 12-point lead, just over 10 minutes remaining. The Pride managed to close within six under 4 minutes, but a Blake Peters three, no surprise there, extended the lead to nine with 3 minutes to go. Peters and Alaco then went 6 for 6 from the charity stripe down the stretch, icing the 75-67 Tiger victory. Princeton's long season-opening road trip continues in Pittsburgh on Wednesday as the Tigers will take on Duquesne. On the 18th, they play back in New Jersey, but not at home. They'll visit Monmouth, an annual foe, and then travel to Old Dominion on the night before Thanksgiving. The home opener is on the 25th of November as Northeastern will visit Jedwin. Let's hope the Tigers can continue their excellent early season play heading into the Ivy League just about a month and a half away. For Ivy Hoops Online, this is George Clark saying so long for now and thanks for listening.